From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov agreed Wednesday a cessation of hostilities that went into effect in Syria at sundown Monday is holding and should be extended another 48 hours. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
As a whole, despite sporadic reports of violence, as a whole, the arrangement is holding. And violence is, I'd say, significantly lower in comparison to previous days and weeks.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it did not record a single civilian or combatant death from fighting in the first 2 days. It reported incidents of shelling by various rebel groups and airstrikes by the government. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says two convoys of aid for the embattled city Aleppo have been delayed by security concerns.
All these 20-truck loads are ready, and they were supposed to deliver them today. But unfortunately, because of all this arrangement for making sure the security and safety of the humanitarian workers, including drivers, have not been made yet. So they are now at the border.
He called on Moscow and Washington to use their influence to allow the convoys to pass uncontested over a road leading to Aleppo. The UN Security Council extended its peacekeeping mission in Liberia for 3 more months. New Zealand's Ambassador Gerard Van Bohemen is the council president.
I shall put the draft resolution to the vote. Now, will those in favor of the draft resolution contained in document S-2016/772 please raise their hand?
The vote was unanimous. Liberia assumed responsibility for its security in June for the first time since civil war ended 13 years ago. This is VOA News.